Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everyone. This works so much better when I take myself off mute. Then you can actually hear me. This is Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was created so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you want to get answers from your guidance for, answers that can actually help you to make those changes. So welcome to the show. And today my special guest is Peg Jones, and I'm so excited. Okay, Peg, I'm going to click on you, and now you can introduce yourself.
Hi, Barbara. My name is Peg Jones. I've been here a while. It's been a while since I have been here. I am an author, and I help people to connect with their angels through classes and coaching. I'm also a Reiki practitioner, and I also work in the Akashic Records. And I have been a preschool teacher and actually working with children and adults of all ages. So that's who I am.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad that you're back. I've missed you. Fridays without you, they're just not, it's not normal, you know. The third week of the month, Peg is supposed to be here.
It's good to be back. It really has. It's been a while. But, it's nice. It's really good. So it's a beautiful day here. A little cool, a little warm, kind of. It's actually off seasonal, but it's nice. It's really good. So,
good. All right, are you ready to jump in with both feet?
I am. Yep.
Okay. Well, then we will go to our first caller from area code 303. Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Joy.
Your name
Hello?
Is Joy?
Yep.
Oh, hi,
Wonderful.
Joy.
Wonderful. I love your name. Okay. What can we do for you today, Joy?
Can you give me a reading about career? What my next move should be?
Okay. Are you working now or are you looking?
I have something. It's as needed, but it's not giving me enough. And
okay.
I'm also a coach, which... a speaker.
You pardon me. You're what?
I'm a coach and a trainer. But you know, I do workshops.
Like a life coach?
Yeah.
Oh,
life
okay.
Coach.
I didn't know if you were a sports coach or a life. Because you said you were a trainer, so.
It's called Certified Fearless Trainer. That's what my title is. So that's why I say trainer.
Okay, so you're looking for something part time or full time?
No, what my next move should be.
Okay.
I have something like as needed.
Yeah.
But I need more money right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's, you know, you can always go to the outside and, start looking, start with your job search and everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is the angel saying? Because that I know. I know I could go to the newspaper, whatever. I could go online and send resumes. But what are you getting intuitively about where I'm going to be, what I should do? Hello?
I'm here. Okay, so the card that I picked was Use Your Imagination and You'll See the Answer. This is from Archangel Michael. And then there's a prayer. Dear God, thank you for granting me the wisdom and creativity to see your miracles in new and unexpected ways. I gratefully and gracefully appreciate your help. And then you describe the situation. So it sounds like, maybe thinking outside of the box of what you could possibly do. Like with the work that you're doing, maybe there's a different group of people that you could that you could offer your services to, doing collaboration type things with others. It's really between you and your maker in a lot of ways, and I feel like Archangel Michael can really help you in finding different ways. They're not telling me exactly what to do because they never do. But it's almost like kind of looking outside of the box. And I keep on hearing collaboration, getting out there, talking to people, offering your services to different healing centers or, different people that maybe are coaches, that maybe the work that you do and that they do is like a good mix, a good collaboration, developing different classes, different things like that. So, or you can go, and look for a job at Denny's. or using your service.
I got my master's to get my job at Denny's. I don't know. I'd rather not get a job at Denny's.
I'm going through the same thing. I mean, the exact same thing. And as a matter of fact, I'm waiting to hear right now about a job. So, I've had years of teaching. I've had years, working with the angels and coaching. And, so now I'm trying to use my skills in another type of field,
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like taking stock of what you have, what your skills are, and how you can use them, Archangel Michael says use your imagination, and talking to the angels, and writing down what types of things you think you could do with everything that you have,
mm-hmm.
As a trainer, you can do all, you can train any, all sorts of things. So it's just taking that time and doing it, and exploring, talking to people, even doing informational interviews, like if there's a place that you think you might want to work at, just talking with them. So I hope that helps. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Do all your answers, but it's kind of like just getting out there, and just putting yourself out. So I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Don't
thank
go
you.
Anywhere, Joy.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm getting, I'm running around while she's talking to you. All right. What I'm getting is that you need to look at what it is you believe. Your guidance is saying that you are an amazing woman. You have all of this knowledge and all of these skills, but you don't actually believe in yourself. There's a part of you that's been playing small all your life. You step out there as far as you feel it's safe, but you don't go any further. So they want you to explore your beliefs, because it is our beliefs that create what we experience. And if you believe that it's hard for you to get a good job, or it's hard for you to get enough clients, or it's hard to find clients who are actually willing to pay you, you know, those are a lot of the beliefs that spiritual people have. Because we have been taught that money is this horrible, evil thing, and we should never want to touch it. But on the other hand, we actually like eating, having electricity, being able to pay bills, you know. So we've got this conflict set up inside of us based on what we believe. So start releasing those beliefs, and that will bring new things into your life. And this really does work.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm doing that, and it doesn't seem like it's working for me. But
so,
you know, I mean, I'm doing it, even though I'm like acting as if. So I'm doing things that I don't normally do. I'm getting out there. I even, like, when I went on a job interview, I like completely believed I got that job. I was like, I got this job. I was completely in belief that I got the job. And then when I didn't get the job, it was like, I didn't get the job. Like, it was really disappointing. So it's not, it's really, like, I do that. I feel like I'm doing it.
Okay.
And then, I mean,
so,
I'm even,
yeah,
like,
well,
I'm charging, you know, I'm putting price tags on things that I didn't normally put on price tags. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm doing things. I just feel like I'm not,
okay,
for some reason.
You
getting
have subconscious beliefs that you're not aware of. It sounds like they're actually running the show.
I feel like there's subconscious beliefs, but I still get things. Like in the past, I didn't know if I was going to get jobs or whatever, and then I got them. I mean, I wasn't a different person when I got it, you know, when I was hired by my other employers. I was the same person, same kind of beliefs, maybe not even as strong as I am now. And now I'm having more challenges than I did in the past.
Okay.
So
would
I don't
you
know.
Like to work with me right now on clearing out the beliefs that they're showing me are still in there that you
sure
may not even be aware of? Okay.
Sure.
So we're going to use a process called Infinity Healing. And so we're activating the Infinity Healing energy now. And if you would like to receive it, just say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. So would you like an Infinity Healing to go throughout your body, your mind, every place you have stored those old beliefs, those old programs from the past that say that you cannot succeed because, or you cannot have enough money in your life because, and let it just find all of those beliefs, all of that old crappy stuff, and take it and place it in your heart. Surround it with love, and just let it dissolve and melt into the earth. So if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. You're a powerful woman. You've got me sweating. Okay. And would you like an Infinity Healing for installing within you and bringing to the forefront the knowing that you deserve to have money? You deserve to have enough money to buy whatever it is that you desire to buy. You deserve to have work doing what you love and getting paid for it, being fully compensated for what you provide. And that this is your birthright, and you are now claiming it and ready to stand in your power. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And so, you know, anytime you have any worries, doubts, fears, whatever, about what you're going to do and whether or not you're going to get paid and all of that stuff that comes up, just take it, put it in your heart and say, the love will take care of you guys, and let it just dissolve and go away. And focus only on what you want to create.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You
okay.
are welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy.
Okay. Let me click on our next. Well, we do have another caller, so we will go to area code 603. Hi, who's this?
Namaste, you should know who this is.
Marcus, how are you?
Oh, doing great. I'm walking home, and then I remembered your show, although I wasn't sure of the time difference, so I checked, and you're on air. So I gave you a call. And I want to thank you for the show last night. We had a great time.
Yes, it was fun.
Yeah, it was interesting how you and Kelly really hit it off, as I knew you would, since I know you both pretty well, which was cool.
Yes, she was very interesting. I liked her.
And we had a few callers, as you know, which was good.
Yes. So did you have a question today for Peg, who does wonderful angel readings?
Sure. Namaste, Peg.
Hey, Marcus. How can I help you today?
Well, I've always done a lot of inner work and to move forward and stuff, but, of course, always a lot of things going on with the family, as usual. So I'd say bring in the angels, particularly Metatron and Michael are probably my closest ones, so that would be good.
Okay, well, I have the Archangel Michael card. So I will see what they have to say today. Jeez, I'm dropping everything here. So basically, just whatever they have to say is your question, kind of a general.
Well, basically, I'm always working to bring balance into my life, which will also assist in the manifestation of the abundance and prosperity to best support my family's needs, as well as my earth mission that I'm here and I choose to do, so that I can do that much easier.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, this is pretty obvious, but the message is ask Archangel Michael to help you with the situation. Archangel Michael, thank you for assisting me with, and then describe whatever the situation is. Please help me build with faith and peace at all times. So it's almost like Archangel Michael is asking you to maybe have a conversation with him again, maybe along with Archangel Metatron, and, you know, just... It's almost like, okay, I'm here, you know, and I want to do my work, and how can, what is my next step? You know, what can I possibly do to begin what it is that I want to do in the, you know, like you're up north there.
you know, in the area that I'm at, you know, or if it is online or, you know, on whatever.
All the possibilities.
Yep. So it's, you know, so it's just, I think it's keeping that conversation between Michael and Metatron and kind of seeing the signs that they're showing to you. And sometimes, you know, we see a sign, but it's like, oh, I don't like that sign. I'm not going to use that sign.
Right.
But, you know, it's like just, you know, keeping track of what they are and what they may bring up for you. So I hope that helped.
Yeah. Do they see any potential for me to manifest the position at the Way Home or another non-profit community-based organization very soon?
They're not telling me. They don't tell me the future. You know, it's kind of like just, you know, keep in touch with them and just see where it brings. You know, maybe it's not the time or place to be there. You know, you just never know. But I feel like they're saying, especially if you've interviewed and applied, you know, that you'll be hearing soon. And, you know, and keeping the positive energy towards that, if that's what you truly want to do. So
right.
I hope it helps.
All right. So, of course, I'll be open to work with them directly soon. So I'm going to be doing some meditation in a little bit when I get home. So
okay.
I'll be doing so.
Yep. And ask for a sign, a positive sign, when you're during your meditation, and see where it brings you. It's like they're making that quite clear for you to really, you know, see what the sign is that they could be showing you, or what, you know, what you're hearing or seeing or feeling. So hope that helps.
Yeah, I will be open to that. Thank you.
Okay.
And Marquez, what I am getting, the first thing I am getting is listen. They're saying that you don't necessarily listen to them when they're talking to you. You tend to be thinking and analyzing instead of listening.
Mm.
And they want you to actually listen.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going back to some of my old habits. I've worked hard to clear.
Well, you know, this is just part of the process. And now they want me to play the song, Listen, and they want you to listen. And I guess after the song, you'll tell me what you heard. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't conceive. Listen to the sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find relief. Aside and turn into your own, all 'cause you won't one here inside.
Barbara's done. I just want to share my message from my book today. It kind of validates that, if that's okay.
That's
fine.
Go
ahead, Peg.
Okay. The angels say that when we are inspired, the universe is speaking to us in a way that we can understand. They say we receive many inspired messages throughout the day through thoughts that we may not usually have or through something we hear that may help us in our life. There is inspired writing and inspired painting, inspired singing and inspired poetry. Inspiration is the way the universe helps and reminds us that we are spirits living in a human form. You can also think of being inspired as being inspirited. And then the journal exercises, what and who inspires you in your daily life? Which inspired mediums do you like to use in your life? Think about it and journal about it.
So what does all of that bring up for you?
More
Martha?
Validation for all of us. and Marcus.
Right. Well, a big piece, I think, is, you know, because there is so much going on with so many different members of my family that at times I'm not as focused as I'd like to be.
Yeah.
And I don't always listen. And, you know, for example, my father-in-law, he's in a nursing home, has cancer, won't do the holistic stuff. He just does the standard stuff. And he's like 50 miles north. And then another 50 miles back south to where I live. And then my son is in placement.
Now, Marcus, I'm going to stop you right now because
you're
telling
me a lot of
excuses for not listening. You are making that stuff more important in your life than you are.
Yeah.
You are making all of that external crap more important than you. Not that I'm saying your father-in-law is crap, because he's not. But what he is choosing to do with his life, how he is choosing to allow his life to end, is his choice, not yours. You don't have any say in it. You're not responsible for him. The same thing
like my
with
son.
Your kids. You are not responsible for what they do or do not do. You are there to show them through your actions what works, and they get to choose on their own what it is they actually do. You take the weight of other people's crap onto your shoulders, and then you wonder why you feel crappy. Stop doing that. That's what your guidance really wants you to get. It's
yep.
time for you to focus yep. on you. Focus on what it is you want to create in your life. Listen to what your guidance is telling you. Let the others find their own way. Don't worry. God is there for them. They have just as many opportunities as you do. But you need to focus on you.
Well, I am open and receptive to an affinity healing, which I know you're very good at, regarding these issues as Mentor Michael and the others, God, and Mother Earth, of course.
Okay. So you realize that everything you just said came out of your head and wasn't actually coming from listening. They're just telling me that very strongly. You
okay.
are in your head, and they want you out of that head, Marcus. All right. Let's see if there's something they want to clear or if there's what they want to do. Okay. Would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to have balance? For allowing yourself
yes.
to have balance in every area of your life so that you can actually feel what it is that your heart is showing you so that you can know what it is that is the best step, so that you are not dependent upon your brain for answers, because your brain, it was designed to observe, not to create solutions. So this infinity healing will adjust you in a way that will allow you to actually tap into your intuition, your guidance, your understanding, that universal wisdom, and to make changes in your life. And this will change your life. And if you are ready for that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, that's all they want to do for now, and they say it's changing, so don't go back to the way you were. Move forward with the changes that you feel inspired to embrace. And they're just really, 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 really serious about this. Do not spend your time in your head. Get out of there.
Sounds like good divine advice as always. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Peg.
Thanks for calling, Marcus.
All right, love, line, blessings, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Namaste. Love, line, blessings to all.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 402. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Sharon. Thank you.
Hi, Sharon.
I was been enjoying that song. It was really great.
I know.
I've
I
kinda
love
got,
it.
I've got a question regarding direction, what to do next, and I was hoping you could help me with that.
Sure. What area of your life are you having questions about?
Oh, gosh.
That's why
right
I heard
now,
the word all as soon as I asked that.
Yeah, a whole bunch. But right now, my home situation.
Okay. Well, I'll let Peg go first because she's the guest, and I always let the guest go first. Okay.
for Karen?
Sharon.
Sharon.
Okay. The first card that popped out like a piece of popcorn was "Let go of fear now." My prayers, my prayer, Archangel Michael, please help me feel safe and deserving of your guidance. Thank you for clearing me of heavy, toxic, and ego-based thoughts or feelings. So it's like asking Archangel Michael to really help you with the fear of what you're dealing with. Are you speaking of the people in your home, you know, the relationships there? Are you speaking of your home physically?
Physically, there's been a lot of people that have been vandalizing and breaking in, and I'm trying to figure out financially what to do.
Okay. I'm hearing to just, you know, ask for that protection, and you know, to get the help in your area where you can. So it's like asking for angelic protection, but also from Michael, especially, who's all about protection and safety, and also asking for help, you know, whether it's, you know, having to put in some type of security system, or, you know, asking for protection, you know, like to have, you know, the cops going, you know, back, you know, checking over, you know, keeping an eye on the place or whatever.
Yeah, that's not. Do that. I do ask St. Michael for protection all the time. I'm not getting any help from the police. So what I really need to know is what to do as finances, I guess.
Okay. Are you working?
No, I'm disabled, but I don't have disability. I actually have no income.
Okay. I think you might look into getting disability. You know.
Yes, ma'am. I have done that, and I'm working on that now.
Yeah.
I have people trying to take my home, and I'm looking for who might be able to help me. And I have tried all the normal ways. That's why I'm going to God.
Right. So what kind of help? Are you looking for help in the community? Are you looking for help virtually or?
Everywhere.
Yeah. I think, you know, you need to reach out and to try to get that help. And, you know, a lot of the state agencies can help you with that.
No.
And just finding out where you can get that help, you know, it's kind of like checking out, you know, exactly what it is you can do. And, you know, maybe some type of system, security system, you know.
That takes, like I said, I have no income, so that takes money.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already tried, I've already done all the normal common sense things.
Yeah.
So I was looking for some.
Mm. Maybe Barbara has some more answers for you on that. That's kind of all
that
I've received at this point.
Thanks. Okay. So I actually have the goddess Kali who wants to talk to you. I don't know if you're familiar with Kali or not. It's K-A-L-I.
I'm sorry.
The goddess Kali. she is a protector. She is a goddess that protects. She's very, very strong and very protective of her children, and you are one of her children.
Okay,
and
I'm a Christian, and so
that's
I'm not familiar.
I'm not asking you to worship her or anything like that. You can see her as an angel, that's fine. She's just one of those divine beings that's there for people to assist them when they need assistance. And she is
okay.
The one who is coming to me now saying that she is here to protect you. So
okay.
If you are willing to hear her message, I'll let you hear what she has to say.
Sure.
Okay. My beloved child, I want you to know that you are strong. You have gotten into a situation where you are beginning to feel that you are weak, that you are a victim, that these people are doing these things to you, and there is nothing that you can do about it. You have no resources. You have no way of dealing with this, and that is not true. You are strong. And when you stand in that strength, when you approach your life from that place of strength, no one has power over you. So this is part of changing what you believe about yourself. This is letting go of the whole idea that you are meant to be victimized by these people, which is why you are being victimized by these people. Let go of this belief. Let go of all of these ways that you are playing small, that you are seeing yourself as this frightened little being who has to sit in the corner afraid of what might come along. That is not you. You are strong. And I am here to work with you. And if you will start doing the things that I am guiding you to do, you will find that all of this will change. You will let go of this whole mentality that says that you are not allowed to have money, that you are not allowed to be strong, that you are not allowed to be safe, that you are not allowed to be loved. I want you to love yourself. And I mean really love yourself. I am not talking about some esoteric little lovey-dovey stuff that people put out there all the time. I'm talking about true love. I'm talking about true acceptance of who you are and knowing that you have power. You are strong. And when you stand in that strength, people know it. They see it. They don't want to come and mess with you because they know you're not a victim. You are strong. So if you are willing to start changing your mindset to letting go of that whole victim mentality, that whole need to be the tortured little soul, and to stand in your power to proclaim to the world and to yourself that you are strong, you are loved, you deserve better. You deserve whatever your heart desires, and nobody and nothing better get in your way. When you stand in that strength, you are proclaiming who you are. And you are allowing yourself to receive the assistance that God has for you. Because you're no longer that poor little thing with your hands out begging. You are that strong woman saying that this is what I deserve and I am going to get it. But it is your choice. You can either be the victim or you can be strong. If you decide you want to work with me, call on me anytime. And it doesn't matter to me what your religious beliefs are. I am simply here to help you. I don't ask that you worship me. That has nothing to do with it. Just allow me to assist you. Allow yourself to have the life that you truly deserve. I love you. You are my child. Okay, that's what she wanted to say for you. Oh. So how did all that feel for you?
Well, I can feel your kindness, and I appreciate it. It's still like some direct, I guess I was looking for a practical place on where exactly to go for this help that I need, or what I should do next. Specifically.
Well, she was basically showing you that what you're looking for is already inside of you, and it's based in what you believe. If you believe that you have to go and find someone to come and rescue you, then you're not standing in your strength. You're not recognizing your truth, the truth of who you are, the strength within you. And when you are coming from that strength, then you attract an entirely different kind of people into your life. People who come around a victim are people who want to victimize someone. They want to hurt you because that is the energy that you are putting out there. You know, it's like the characters that we see in the movies. You always have one that's this poor, pathetic little thing that usually ends up falling in the woods and being chopped up, you know, whatever. And you also have someone who is strong, who is like, I'm not going to take this crap. And those people are the ones, you know, who survive to the end of the movie.
Sure. I understand that. That's why I am taking action. I just was asking for guidance on what direction.
And that's what she was giving you. She was telling you to change your way of thinking. Because that is where it starts.
I've already done that. That's why I'm trying to take action. I just was, you know, I'm not all seeing. I don't know the best way to go about it, and I was hoping for some direction as to which area to attack first.
Well, I would suggest that you start with your beliefs. But if you you've already done that, your beliefs about you, your beliefs about your life.
Yeah, no, I've done that. I'm talking about practical.
Okay. Well, they're not really giving me anything else.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time and your prayers.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself, Sharon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. It's always interesting to me how people ask a question, they give the answer, and then they say, that's not what I was looking for.
Yeah, like, you know, it's what we were given.
Yeah.
All that we can do is do that. You know, whether it's from a card or just from what we're hearing, you know, and it seems to be a definite theme of, you know, kind of getting out of the way and stop being a victim. So,
exactly. Yes. Yeah. And boy, when Callie comes through, she comes through.
Woo. Yeah, she was strong. She was very strong, but she was good. Have a little conversation with her. she's one goddess I don't know that much about, so I'm going to have to find out more.
I don't really know that much about her either.
I've
only encountered her a few times, and she came to me last night when I was on a call with a group. And someone mentioned her name, and there she was, and boy, was she really there, you know.
And
apparently she's been hanging around with me all night, so she was there again.
Which is fine, because I'm not sure. Very powerful.
Yeah.
So I guess
if there are people who are looking for their strength, you know, call on Callie.
Yeah.
Let her assist you. But don't call on her if you're not serious, because she's a serious being.
Yeah. Very honest, upfront, realistic.
Yeah, she is a Hindu goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And she is associated with empowerment.
Well, yeah.
Surprising.
And so is Michael. So Michael and Kali together would be a very powerful combination. And I bet they do work together, you know, because I really feel like they all, I feel like they all work together on some level. I'm feeling her power now. I think she wants me to talk to her. Okay, Callie, I will. I will. And then,
yes.
I just came across a sign that I want to share, too, and it kind of sums up everything we've been saying. It says, yes, you, the one reading this, you are talented and simply amazing and the best at what you do. So that kind of says it all.
Yeah.
You know, we are definitely our own worst enemies at times, you know, and we just put out all this stuff, and, you know, if we just say, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and get it done, and, you know, just really be forthright in what you're doing, it's amazing what can happen, you know, kind of like just clearing that fog away and just saying, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And if I can't do that, I'm going to do this, you know. And it's sometimes we just have to get out of our own way.
Yeah, that is so true. Well, actually, all the time we have to get out of our own way.
Yeah.
Because
we're the only one
keeping us from being what it is we want to be, from doing what it is we want to do. It all comes down to us.
Yep, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And, it's like if something doesn't come through, well, maybe it's because you're supposed to do something else, you know. And maybe it's the thing that you really want to do and you don't know if it, you know, it can be a whole, everything happens for a reason is what I feel. You know, maybe, you know, looking into a new place of residence, you know, might be something to look into too. But, there's a lot of different options that people have. Okay.
Well, I find it interesting that, you know, we really are the ones that create what we experience. And so we create these experiences that we don't enjoy, but we refuse to recognize the fact that we are the ones that created it, therefore we are the ones who can change it. We refuse to accept our ability to create, even though we create all the time. We don't recognize what we do. We actually believe it's somebody or something else, you know. All of these other people and things are more powerful in our lives than we allow ourselves to be.
Right. No, it's true. And sometimes you have to experience it to truly understand that, you know. To get it, getting out of whatever it is we have found ourselves into, you know. And sometimes we learn it, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
Works in progress, I always say. We're all a work in progress. So.
And that's what makes us so wonderful. Yay!
Of course. Yes, indeed. So, are there any more calls?
not right this moment, and we only have a guest in the chat room, so they can't actually ask questions because they're not logged in. So,
okay. What
would you like to talk about or work on or whatever? What's up with you, Peg?
I'm waiting for a job. I'm waiting to hear for a job that I'm going to call about as soon as I get off the phone, because I've been waiting a full 2 weeks, and I'm not going to wait any longer.
Good for you.
And then I am going to work on my new program I'm beginning, what I will be talking about next week and next month. And so that will be coming out very soon. And,
wonderful.
Yep.
You know, it's really kind of amazing to me how our lives start to change when we start actually, you know, taking the steps, doing what we're guided to do, and doing that living your passion course that I'm teaching is really opening me up so much to my own life, to what it is I want to create. You know, I can feel huge changes in me, even though I'm the one teaching the course. And I wasn't expecting to have these huge changes in me. I'm working on you guys. You guys are supposed to change. But it doesn't work that way. It works on me as well. And I love that. I absolutely love it.
I think, you know, we're the teachers and we're the students at the same time. You know, particularly all the time, you know. And it's pretty cool when you see it, you know, in the people you work with and in yourself. You know, it's kind of like, you know, everyone growing up together a little bit more, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a weird way to put it, but, you know, just a little bit more growth. And that never hurt anybody. I guess we never stop growing, so, you know.
No, we don't.
We haven't gotten there yet, whatever there is. I don't really know what there is, but.
I don't think they're in there either.
The journey.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that guidance often tells me is that, you know, if your life is moving along this certain path and you don't like that path, why would you keep taking steps on that path instead of changing? And we get so afraid that if we change, you know, the next path is going to be even more horrible. There'll be rocks and cliffs, and I'll have to climb over boulders. And, you know, we make up all these stories in our head so that we don't move. And then we complain about not moving, which makes absolutely no sense, because we're the ones who are deciding not to move.
I know.
You are so much fun.
It's, you know, and sometimes we think we want to move, and we're, you know, because we're looking for easy answers, so we make that move, and we find that we've come into roadblocks, you know, so it's like, well, maybe I need to work more on what I really do want to do, you know, and get it out there, you know, or develop it more, you know, look into other options around what it is you want to do, you know, and just, it's, you know, it's definitely a one-to-one relationship, you know, in your guidance and really, you know, looking for the signs, looking for the validations, and just, you know, keeping your focus on the positive. And, oh, my goodness. and not letting yourself get to the point where you're so down. I've talked about this when I've been doing a little bit of the course, and miracles, you know, sometimes you can equate it to a log, like the balance, keeping your balance, you know, in your heart, in your positive way, or you can get off, you know, and when you're off, you don't feel as balanced, you're all upset, the fear, you know, the anger, it all comes in. But when you, you know, so you're trying to bring yourself back up to have both feet on top of the log, back in your heart place, you know, back in your within your balance and everything. And I know for me that has really helped me, because I think sometimes, you know, we get so into, oh, God, this blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if we just take a breath, take a step, and just, you know, just kind of just go to our heart place and just kind of say, what am I feeling? What, you know, not what others are feeling or what others are telling you. It's what I am feeling and what I am doing. And that does kind of help me anyways to kind of get back to that guidance of, you know, of God, of the angels and all that. So,
yeah,
that's my little rant for the day.
No, it's a and sharing of wisdom. It's not a rant.
I know. And as we were talking, my the place that I applied for just had a call for me. So we'll see what happens with that.
Oh, that's what that my goodness thing was. Okay.
Yes, yes. So.
Well, wonderful.
Yes.
Well, I hope it's the news that you've been waiting for. And if not, something better is coming. So either way,
yes,
it's okay.
Yep, yep. And I know it's not forever. So, but it, so that's that I know. But so we'll see what happens.
Terrific.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Have you brought your infinity healing to, like, your area of where you're living and shared it with people in your area?
I haven't really gotten out there in the area as far as sharing it. You know, the people that I know, friends and family, I've done a little bit of it with them, but I haven't. I was planning on sharing it with this spiritual group that I'm a part of, and we were meeting every 2 weeks. And so I had already, you know, gotten their permission to use it at one of the meetings. And then the person who runs the meetings just kind of, I don't know where she disappeared to. And she's done this before, and she just disappears, and you don't hear anything. And eventually she comes back. And I know that this is part of her challenge, because she works really hard not to accept her own power. She really, really, really doesn't want to acknowledge it, even though she sees it and she doesn't want to acknowledge it. So I think that she reaches a point where it's getting bigger, and so she backs off.
Okay.
And I think that that's what she's done this time.
Yeah.
So I am going to be sharing it with a group of women at a spiritual women's conference in February. I'm going to be doing a workshop on letting go of issues that hold women back, the beliefs that we have about being a woman. Yeah, so that should be fun. I'm really looking forward to that. And I don't
really
know if I'm going to be, you know, sharing it before then or not.
Mm-hmm.
I may be sharing it on Saturdays, because I'm part of a group that's being set up to help people develop their mediumship.
Oh, okay.
So that they can communicate with, you know, loved ones who've passed on. And I don't know if I'll be using infinity healing to help those people clear out their fears of the dead or whatever it is that's there. So that doesn't start until this Saturday. So I have no idea what it's going to be like yet, but I know it's going to be
interesting.
So.
That's cool. Yeah, Yeah, I feel like you're going to be doing that more outside, you know, like in your mm-hmm. area. I don't know why, but I just feel like that's going to spread, and I think your conference and other things are going to come up too. But because I think it's amazing. I love it. I really do. And I have seen changes. So I think it's great.
Well, now I'm getting the words healing circle. So apparently I'm going to start a healing circle. I have no idea when this is going to be. But I will look into that. And
Yeah.
And see what they want me to do.
I kind of heard healing circle too.
Yeah.
Like it's like it could be in your home, or it could be, you know, at a venue or something, or someone else's, you know, a healing center even, if they have any in there, in that area.
I used to have one, but it wasn't attracting as many people as it needed to be profitable. So I ended up closing it.
Maybe
it's time for me to open it again. I don't know. We'll see.
Because I think people really need, are really looking for help in this more so now than maybe, you know, 5 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like some of the work we as light workers have been doing has been coming much ahead of the time of when people can totally understand what it is all about. And now it seems like people are a little bit more ready to hear about it.
Right.
So I have found that anyways in my area. But we have such a glut of healers and mediums and readers, and oh my goodness, it's a hard market around here. It has gotten better, and I think, you know, as people come to know you, you know, they, you know, like I'm thinking of like a fair, or you know, if you have a event of something, you know, that they do come to know you a little bit more, and you know, they begin to open up to different things like that. So
yeah,
but I think in your area it's kind of the Bible Belt in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah,
or that,
it is,
yeah.
The Bible
so that,
Belt.
Yeah, so that's I think a little bit more difficult, but you'd be surprised.
I am often surprised at how many open-minded people there are. I guess because this is a military town, so not everybody mm-hmm. who lives here was born and raised here. So there's a broader perspective.
Okay. Yeah. So, I think it's almost like gently introducing things, you know, and introducing it in a way that doesn't threaten, you know, where they're at on spiritual things, you know, but it's just like a, almost like a comfort, you know, for them. But it's kind of like, just kind of a gentle introduction, you know.
Right.
And then I think as people get to know it and understand it and realize that it's all good, you know, that they become more open to different things. So I remember the first time I walked into a chat room where they had a healing room, and this person said that she was a healer. I said, oh, I thought only priests could be healers. This was 12 years ago, you know.
Oh.
She's a good friend of mine now, you know. And as a matter of fact, we worked together in this healing room. We would kind of talk to people, and we had healing circles and wrote meditations and different things like that. And you know, it was pretty interesting because it, writing those meditations, and suddenly I was writing prayers. I'm like, where is all this coming from? I've never done this in my entire life. And you know, they had to tell me I was, you know, being inspired, that I was channeling these things. I mean, I had no clue. But so it's, you know, I think a lot of us kind of come from little experiences like that too, you know. So it's almost like, you know, that what you don't know and what you do, you know, it's like, you know, you're more than what you really think you are, you know, or what you're capable of, or, you know, or of understanding. And you know, it's, I don't know, I just, I almost think, you know, and you read about this, you know, like so many of us have been kind of asleep all this time because that's the way things were, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think things are becoming more open now on a spiritual, and we're seeing how you know, body, mind, and spirit are truly, you know, it's, you know, how they need to be truly balanced, you know, to really help us to get the best out of life, you know, the optimum.
Yes.
Of that. So, all right. Oh, it's 1:11. I love it.
Perfect timing.
Yes, yes.
Hmm.
Are there any more angels? I mean, calls?
No, we don't have any callers.
Oh,
the
okay.
Chat room has emptied. I'm not sure what's going on. So let me see what they want us to do. Okay, they want us to shine our love. What does that mean?
shine our love. Honor and trust your feelings, I just picked up.
So, you know, for me in my life, you know, there have been so many enormous changes, just like in the last year, because this time last year, it's when my mother's funeral was, I think. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, from that totally unexpected fire, which everything changed.
Yeah.
And I started looking deeper within myself, deeper than I'd gone before, because I'd always had all of that other stuff to distract me. And so it was like my mother was my last big distraction. And once she was gone, I didn't have any more distractions. I had to look at me, to look at what I believed, and to decide what I actually wanted to create. Because I'd just been playing it small for so long. And now I don't want to play it small. I want a real life. I want, you know, a real career. I want to make a difference in the world. And I want to be rewarded for what I do. And all of that is stuff that is, come about in the last year, this truly accepting myself and my desires and not feeling embarrassed by the fact that I want something. So
right.
When we reach that point in our lives, and often, you know, when we reach that point, it's because something big has happened, because it has to be something big to get our attention. Because otherwise, we just go along in that lovely little rut that we live in, saying, okay, well, one day, one day, one day. And it's like we have to get hit upside the head with a brick wall in order to say, okay, well, maybe this is one day, you know.
Yeah,
and I see
maybe
that
it's
happening.
Time,
in,
huh?
Yeah, I see that happening in the lives of so many people that I know. They've had, especially this year, it seems like a lot of big things have been happening in people's lives. It's like we're all getting shaken and saying, okay, it's time to wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, the alarm's going off, wake up. And
exactly, yeah.
It's so amazing that when you finally say, okay, I'm going to do it, they bring you all of this information, all of these opportunities, all of whatever it is you need to move forward on your path. And some people accept it and go with it, and some people say, no, that's not really what I had in mind, and I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then they wonder why things don't change.
Yeah. No, that's very true. I know for myself, you know, my husband and I have dealt with a lot of stuff, and it could have made us or it could have broken us, you know. But things have turned around incredibly so in the last week, last 4 days, you know, that it's quite amazing. And, in a lot of ways, it's changed us, you know, in our relationship, and it's changed me as to what I want to do too, you know, and what my focus is, you know, and I'm being presented with these situations that have truly validated that for me, so I'm just kind of going with the flow on that. And, you know, sometimes the hardest thing is, like, especially if it's something that you have to plan out, you know, it's sometimes as hard as just to sit down and either write it or type it on the computer and get it, you know, written up the way that you need it or, you know, or whatever, you know, or, you know, if it's a matter of getting your resume print it up, or if it's a plan for a new class or, you know, a program, you know, sometimes the inertia sets in very quickly and, you know, you just have to sit there and just, you know, do whatever it is you need to do and, you know, and do it knowing that you're doing it for yourself, not, you know, for others or, you know, or not, you know, not letting the interruption of whatever is going on to disturb you, you know, just keeping that focus. And so.
Yeah, and I found that this, you know, they're always talking about the new energy that's coming to the world, that this new energy is actually making changing easier when you decide that you're willing to change. So when you start changing, the changes start happening faster. And you're right, this past week, well, actually the last 2 weeks, it seems like things are just getting faster and faster and faster, you know. When you're looking at what it is you want to create in your life, it's like it's just miraculous, the speed of it, the ease of it. Things that used to be such a struggle are just happening now. It's just a matter of making that decision, saying, yes, this is what I want in my life. This is what I'm creating.
Yes.
And it's there.
Exactly. Exactly. And, yeah, it's definitely happening for a lot of people. I've definitely seen that. It's pretty amazing, but you know, it's almost like when you're going through these things, you're realizing that things are going to be a bit different, but the fact that they're happening, you know, is it's almost like, you know, you're kind of just going on with a different set of eyes, as you know, as far as what you're doing, you know. And pretty cool, too. So, almost like it's never too late, you know. But I think a lot of it has to do with making the choice of wanting to make the change, or dealing with whatever the issue is at hand head on, and hoping for the best outcome. So.
Okay, are you there?
I'm here.
My phone decided to hang up.
Your what? Your caller?
My phone decided to hang up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if... Yeah. Oh, so you had step back. Or gotten off, I mean. Maybe it's time for me to be quiet. It's time for you to talk.
Well, I want you to tell people how they can find you, how they can get in touch with you, how they can work with you if that's something that they feel guided to do.
Okay. They can reach me at my website, Peg at PegsAngelicalWhispers.com, and my email is Peg_Jones@Hotmail.com. I am kind of like ongoing doing 10-week classes working with different angels per week, and there's a lot that comes with that. And I'm also starting a membership program that will hopefully be out by next week. I hope today even, but I'm not sure about that. On my website I have a page for readings. I'm doing the year in advance reading, so it's a 12 cards with one card for each month for guidance for each month of the year of the following year. And so that's where they can find me.
Wonderful. And I always assume everyone knows that they can find me at divinelyguidedhealing.com, which I don't know why I assume that, but I'm going to keep assuming it because you people know where to find me. No, I'm just kidding. And I do a free 20-minute discovery session where we can discover what it is that you believe that's holding you back in your life, so then you can make different choices about moving forward. And you can just go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on the Schedule Now button and then schedule your discovery session. And don't worry, they'll send me an email letting me know that you've done it, and we will do whatever it is we are guided to do when it happens. Life really is about change. Change is a normal part of life. It is meant to be there. And so if your life is not exactly the way you imagined it to be, that you dreamed it to be, or that you wanted it to be, then don't be afraid of changing it. And the more you open up to that change and you allow that change and you actually practice that change, the faster things change in your life, and the more you open up to the truth of you and to actually living a life that you can enjoy. And each and every one of us is allowed to enjoy our lives. One of the things my guidance always says to me over and over is that the suffering and struggle are optional. You don't have to pick that package. You can go straight for the luxury life and joy and happiness and achievement and abundance and all of the things that you desire. So if you've been taking the struggle and suffering, dump that package and upgrade to the luxury line.
sounds like a commercial.
It does, doesn't it?
Sounds good. Sounds really good. I think I'll make that selection now.
Yes. I think it is a wonderful idea. You've actually been showing me a lot of stuff about the choices that we make over the last several days. And when we do make choices that show that we are not allowing ourselves to have the luxury package for whatever reason, and that is a personal choice. It's not that God has said, since you were born in this particular state to this particular people, you cannot advance past this line. God never said that. We are the ones who made those decisions. So
exactly.
Letting go of those choices is a wonderful way of moving forward in your life.
Do you think
you guys
a lot of it
questions?
Is past life?
Go ahead.
Do you think a
Some
lot
of it is tied to it. Some of it is tied to it. We carry some of that crap with us from lifetime to lifetime, but again, that's another choice. And you can also let that go. Just because you had a belief that you've had for 16,000 years or whatever, doesn't mean that you can't let it go tomorrow. We also have some of the beliefs that are not actually ours. They are beliefs from our family lines.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on, what family you decided to be born into this lifetime, like I decided to be born black. So I have some stuff that comes from my ancestors who are all from South Carolina and Mississippi. So, you've got that lovely little southern slavery kind of mentality. and that stuff, comes up in me sometimes, and I have to clear that out. Because I realize it's not mine. That's not my life. That's not what
right.
I want for my life. And so it's an opportunity for me to clear out my family line, which benefits everybody in my family. So
exactly.
It's really
exactly.
a great thing.
It is. And
but just go ahead.
I was just going to say that there's lots of different ways that you can clear it out, but I think also sometimes people don't understand that that they are able to think differently, independently, and sometimes, I think sometimes there are people that, are born that way, but then there are some people that are, maybe very family, have a very close family, knit close family, and they don't realize that they can kind of, I guess, wander, have their own ways of thinking, and that it's okay, and so that's kind of what, I think we're basically talking about, it's knowing that it's okay to do that, as long as it's serving you in a positive way,
we're not, destined to be what our parents have been. And there are so many different societies that do teach you that you can't be more than your parents were, or that you can only be a little bit more than your parents were. Because if you get too far above where your family is, well, then you're acting all uppity and you're trying to prove you're better than they are. But the truth is that you really don't have those limitations unless you decide to accept them. And when you clear that stuff from yourself and from your ancestors, and it's also being cleared forward through your children. And that's one of the things I love about Infinity Healing, because it doesn't just work on you. It works on everybody you're related to, all of your relatives, your children, your ancestors, everybody, and clears those beliefs out. So that's no longer even a part of your family composition.
Yeah. That's cool. So it's like when I am personally receiving a healing, then they too are also receiving the energy of that benefit too.
Yes, they're receiving as much as they are willing to receive. Some people aren't willing to receive. But that doesn't mean that they're not given the option. Everyone is given the option. Everyone gets to make their own choices. Nothing is forced on anyone. And
right,
that's the beauty
right.
of it all.
Yep. Very good.
Well, Peg, it's been fun, and I am so glad to have you back in the loop again. And
yes.
Hopefully your new job won't interfere, but if it does, well, we'll figure out something.
Okie dokie. And thank you very much, and we'll speak to you soon. Thank you, everyone who
okay.
called. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, thanks to all of our listeners, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday. I hope everyone has an absolutely beautiful, magical weekend. And please, look at your life and decide what it is you want to change. And then allow yourself to make those changes. And if you have any questions for me, you can send them to barbara.healing@gmail.com. Yeah. And I will be more than happy to answer them. This is your life. You get to decide what you're going to make of it. I love you. Bye-bye.